Day in which you and I live. None of us have a promise of tomorrow. I may live longer than you, or you may live longer than me. But for some of us, our days are growing short. But I believe that there are folks that are under the sound of my voice will hear the trumpet sound, and Jesus will rapture the church in your day or in mine. I may see it. I believe you'll see it. I believe there's folks who are here today who will hear sound of the trumpet. And I do not say that lightly. 2 Peter 3, look at verse 1. This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that you may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets, and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior, knowing this first, that there shall come in the, what's that next phrase? Last days. Now, this is something that will confuse folks unless you hold it together. This will confuse folks. The last days that the Bible speaks of, and please take this in the right way. The last days that the Bible speaks of is from the cross to the rapture of the church. It's from the cross to the rapture of the church. Now, no doubt the 7 years of tribulation are at the end of the end. But we are in that segment of time that when the last Gentile that's going to be saved is saved, Jesus is going to rapture the church. And only the Father knows that time. But here he tells us what it is going to be like. Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lust. That word means desires. And saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. For this they willing are ignorant of that by the word of God. The heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water. And whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. But the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as a thousand years, and a thousand years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with a fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. In verse 15 of chapter 24 of Matthew, Jesus spoke of the abomination of desolation. And so I want us to take our Bibles and turn over to the book of Daniel in the 9th chapter, a great chapter of prophecy, and turn down to verse 23.